In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, in order to be saved, we have to have wine and we have to have oil. That is, as described in the parable of the Good Samaritan, which we didn't read today, but I thought of when I read both the epistle and the gospel that are appointed for today. Now, they're not often read together. We're finishing up Galatians for the year, and that's for the 22nd Sunday. But because of some complicated stuff called the Lucan shift, we're reading the third Gospel of St. Luke. It's not often read with this epistle. But one of these readings tells us about oil, and one of them about wine. That is according to how they are described in the parable of the Good Samaritan. This is very important for us to understand, because you can't be saved without these two things. Now, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, if you remember, the person was left half dead by the side of the road. Nobody could help him except the Samaritan, who was Jesus Christ. And he poured in his wounds wine and oil. Now, those have a medicinal effect, but the symbolism of those things is wine is astringent, wine can be bitter, wine is an antiseptic. So wine is those teachings where the Lord says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I do? When we're rebuked, things like that. When we're told about our sins. Or when we feel our sinfulness to the core. That's wine. The oil, and in Greek, the word oil and mercy are very close, so they are sort of a pun. Oil and mercy. Meaning, oil is soothing to us. Things like when the Lord says, my Father has many mansions, I go to prepare a place for you. And when the apostle says, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of my Christ Jesus. Or when the apostle says today, as many as walk according to this rule, which is all about wine, by the way, peace be upon them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. You have to have both these things. Now, in the Christian, you must supply much of the wine. That is, you must feel deeply in your heart your own sinfulness. If you don't, you won't make much progress in this life. That's just a fact. But God provides the soothing. God provides the feeling that you are in the palm of his hand. God provides you with that sense that he loves you and that you are safe. That is the oil. You can't give yourself this kind of confidence. Only God gives it, but he gives it to those who are ready to receive it. Those who are prepared. I mean, the water, the rain falls on the evil and the good, doesn't it? All of us are surrounded by the mercy, the grace of God. Good and bad people are surrounded by the grace of God, his mercy. And yet, we don't feel it very much. And many people don't feel it at all. And the reason why is because their souls are not prepared. Now, the story of the widow of Nain should soothe us, should make us feel some confidence. Because it really describes all of us. Not all of us are mothers or widows or have had a son. All those details don't describe every single person. But the feeling that this widow had describes everybody in the world. Sometimes a feeling of hopelessness or abandonment or sadness or not knowing what to do next or confusion. This is the human condition. We go through this stuff all the time. And that's what this woman was feeling when she was escorting the body of her only son. And she was about to have a life of loneliness and destitution. She had no idea where the Lord was. She wasn't thinking about him. Maybe she didn't even know him. But he came. And he was in her path. He put himself in her path. He's always in our path. We just don't recognize it. And of course he said to those that were bearing the body, stand still. He put his hand on the bier The fathers think this is very significant. This is quite beautiful. And this is what should give you a feeling of great hope and warm your heart. The scripture talks about the heart being enlarged. You should feel this way if you understand what the meaning of the Lord touching the bier is. He became man for our sake, and he understands what it is like to be a man. St. Paul in the Hebrews makes it very, very sure that we understand this. He was like us in all ways save sin. He understood what it's like to be lonely, to be sad, to be confused, to have, to feel abandoned. You can see it in the scriptures. Perhaps, I don't think confused. He was never confused, but he certainly felt abandoned and lonely. So he understands human nature because he is also human now. And he rose above the limits of human nature and made it able to become divine. So he understands us. So when we feel confused, he understands. And he loves us. This is what that gesture also means. He is very close to human nature. In fact, he is human. You can't be closer than that. Why can each one of us understand when one of us might be going through a period of loss or some other emotion? Because we felt the very same things. So we understand. So does the Lord. He understood what this woman was going through. And he knows what you're going through too. Now perhaps it doesn't always appear that way to us. Because the Lord doesn't count the days the same way we do, right? 1,000 days are as a year, or I forgot the entire quote, but you know what I'm getting at. So, we feel abandoned, or we feel confused, but the Lord is right there in our path, just like he was with the woman of Nain, with the widow of Nain. And this should give us great hope. Now, this story of the widow of Nain, a historical event that occurred, doesn't describe her character or whether or not she had faith. The Lord might have healed her son and she didn't believe that he would be risen from the dead. Maybe she didn't even know him, to believe in him at all. We don't know those details. But for us, if we are to understand this story and make it alive in our life, we have to understand a very important detail, and that is the wine that we must supply in order to obtain the oil of mercy from God. And the Lord, through the apostle, tells us that today in the epistle, very near the end of Galatians. He says, the Apostle Paul, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Now this can be read many ways. The way that I read it today, all ways are correct if they're theologically, have theological basis. But what hits me today and what I want to share with you is that we must be in the way of the cross in order to be able to feel God's mercy. We must have the world crucified unto us and us unto the world. Well, crucifixion is a painful event, right? It's a punishment. It hurts. But if you take crucifixion in a spiritual way, because obviously none of us are hanging on the cross right now, the way of the cross is that the Lord only cared about eternal things. And if you're going to do that, life is not going to be easy. Things are often going to be hard. And you're going to have a lot of moments when you have no idea what to do. And when you feel overwhelmed by things. But the Lord will help you. Because when you have those kinds of feelings, the Lord is very close to us when we have those kinds of feelings. When we want to walk the way of the cross, crucifying ourselves to the world means that everything in the world is unimportant, is a lie. And any part of the world that's in us is unimportant and a lie, and we must get rid of it. So our anger, our selfishness, our jealousy, all those other things, got to get rid of them. And it is not an easy process. Part of that process is to be aware that they exist. And not just in a way saying, well, you know, yeah, I get angry sometimes. You know, I'm only human, you know. I'm a sinner like everybody else. No. That's not the way a Christian feels about his anger. He feels deeply inside that his anger is an offense to God and is in the way of him feeling God. And he's ashamed of his anger and he wants to be rid of it. So he begs the Lord to help him with it. And with any other sin, it's the same way. Not just to say we are this, we are that, we do this, we do that. Everybody says that. But to really deeply in our hearts feel our sinfulness, then the Lord will fill us. I was just reading something recently, and I want to talk to you more about it when I understand it better. But basically it is this. Almost all of our prayers are a going down and a coming up. Our prayers, over and over, people don't understand why, but I'm telling you why right now. Over and over, we say words about our own sinfulness and our own unworthiness. Many people don't understand this, especially that are not Orthodox. This is like, oh, it's too negative, or you don't have very good self-esteem, or why don't you have any faith? God is going to help you. Well, God will help those who have an empty vessel so that he can fill it. And there's a lot of stuff in us that needs to get out so that our vessel can be empty. I'm talking about the passions that need to be emptied out so that the Holy Spirit abides in us completely. So if you look at just about any prayer of any length at all, it begins with or has a mood of our own sinfulness, our own unworthiness. But don't mistake that for a lack of confidence. Because we're confident like the publican was confident. We might say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But we know that he will have mercy. And then the prayer is often exalted. And there is a sense of going up. You have to go down if you're going to go up. You have to have a sense of your own unworthiness in order to feel God completely. Not because of any kind of, you know, just trashing yourself, feeling bad about yourself with no real object. No, this is just understanding who you are. And if you understand who you are and understand that the things in you that are useless, you must get rid of in some way, even though you don't know how to do it, but you got to do it. God will help you. This is what crucifying yourself to the world is. And then emulating the Lord, his way of life, the way of the cross. The way of the cross was not just when he walked to Golgotha. The way of the cross was his entire life. So it must be our entire life. And then we will, if we live in this way, feel the great mercy of God. And there will be many moments in our life, such as was in the life of the widow of Nain, when her son was risen from the dead beyond all expectation and hope. All of us have things in our life that we wonder, how are they ever going to get better? I know many of you. We all have these things. And even the people that I don't know. I know human nature. So we all have these things. Things that just are messed up. Either in our own lives or in the lives of loved ones or things that we just can't fix in ourselves. That's like having a dead son and being a widow. But if we understand that the Lord will be in our path if we put ourselves in his by being in the way of the cross, then the Lord will relieve us of these things. Now, this is not like TV evangelism now. This is not where if you believe in God, somehow everything happens, it's perfect, you know. You're rich and famous and all these things happen that they preach about and give heresies about on the television screen. This is about, in your heart, having God abiding with you and knowing him, as the second gospel reading says, to know Jesus Christ and Him who sent Him. This is the purpose of our life. And it is all happening before us. And there's good and bad and ugly happening in our life every day. But if we are set to follow the way of the cross and to be aware of who we are and to be brutally honest with ourselves, then we will have great consolation. Look at yourself. Just see whether or not you're honest with yourself. Just read a list of sins in various prayer books. Can you identify with any one of them? I tell you what, for most people, if you read a list of these sins and confessions and you say, well, you know, there's two of them that I do and the rest I don't, then you don't know yourself very well. Because there's a lot that's wrong with us. But God will help us if we just be in His path. So the Lord will give us this oil of mercy. But we can only receive it if we supply the wine of contrition. So may God help us to supply this wine and receive God's mercy totally. Amen.